around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, it is great to be back, mostly well-rested and ready to go. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, October 19th, 2024. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, including, of course, Alaska and Hawaii, as our affiliates there like to remind me of that. So we, Alaska and Hawaii for sure as well. It is time once again to talk everything and anything in the world of travel. So as Mary and I get back to it after 2 weeks of terrific travel over in Maui, it's been a busy week catching up on everything. It's only going to get busier as immediately following next week's live broadcast, we are headed over to Rome, Italy. And why is that? Well, we're going to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 events with Seabourn. For the first time ever, we're going to have show fans traveling with us on an ocean cruise. And our November 9th broadcast will come to you from the Seabourn Ovation in Palma de Mallorca. Big happenings on the biggest travel radio show, Mary.
Exciting big happenings indeed. That's putting it mildly. I do want to start with a quick mahalo and thank you to everyone who was involved with our Maui travels. The big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 was certainly a success. There was a lot of content. We had a great trip. There was so much content we couldn't fit it all into the Let's Go America broadcast. We've brought back a few interviews that we're going to share with you later in the show today, coming up in hour two. And Robert, as you said, as far as what's coming, we're going to be in Italy, Monaco, France, Spain. Very exciting. And it's going to be nice to share it with a number of show fans. I'm looking forward to meeting you and traveling with you, and it should be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Sardinia personally. But, you know, indeed, as you, I would agree to all that. So as we move into RMWT 2442 as our team code, this broadcast. Rudy, how you doing up there in Minnesota?
Fine. I'm glad you guys like to travel. Jeez.
Well, it is a national travel show.
A little back-to-back
right?
Back
exactly.
Here. Yeah.
So exactly. Enough time to put your clothes in the washing machine and
basically, yes.
that's quick turnaround. So, you know, listen, by the way, our listeners in Cleveland aren't happy, but thankfully the Yankees were able to overcome Thursday's tough loss last night, Bobby. Your Cowboys, we'll see next week if they can overcome last week's, you know, 47-9 debacle that happened. How are you doing down there at the Network Command Center?
Doing great, and no, they won't. They will lose because it's the 49ers, and they always lose to the 49ers, Robert. So,
yeah. Well, the Giants
47-9 was last week's score.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's not a. But listen, I would actually say the Yankee loss on Thursday night may have been worse, but at least they were able to come back last night and put things in order. Hopefully tonight they finish it, and then we move on to the World Series. So, we'll see about that. But Bobby, you know, our thoughts are with you there for your Cowboys.
Thank you. I appreciate the thoughts and prayers.
All right, I'm going to move us into the latest travel polls. Let's see. What do we have here? Well, first of all, you can always find them on the homepage of our website, and that's rmworldtravel.com. So here are the results. The first question, have you traveled to an island for a vacation or business event in 2024? 25% of you said yes. 75% of you said no. Thoughts on that?
I thought the number surprised me because, listen, you could be going to, you know, we love Block Island off of coast of Rhode Island. You could be on Whidbey Island. You could be Catalina Island. I mean, it could be so many islands. You don't have to necessarily be in Hawaii for an
yeah,
island.
Yeah, this didn't have anything to
Long
do with
island.
Hawaii.
Yeah. So 75,
Long
20.
Island.
Yeah, Long Island. Well,
that's
yeah, exactly.
True. It's an
wherever.
Island. It
exactly.
counts.
Exactly. Could be wherever.
So I do think it's expensive for business events to be brought into an island. You know, there's more expense there. This one did not surprise me as much as the next one. The next one surprised me. All right,
well,
second
yes.
question. Has a Hawaiian island been an island for your 2024 travels? Only 17% of you said yes. 83% of you said no.
Yeah, so here's what I know. I'm going to say this. So actually, the results of that actually resulted in me having to go do some research because I looked that up all the time and I thought, you know, where does Hawaii rank as far as travel amongst the 50 states of the country and DC? So we want to throw that in.
Sure.
51. Okay. I was very surprised that it ranks 41st.
Wow.
Okay? All right.
Oh, that surprises me.
It surprised
too. Yeah.
me about that. And actually, you know, Florida, New York really surprised me as number two. California, number three. Texas, number four. D.C., five.
What's
so
number one, Orlando or Vegas? Or?
Well, it just says Florida. I'm just going by state.
Florida so, generally. Yeah. I see as a state. I see.
You know, because Hawaii, you could go to Oahu, you could go to Maui, you could go to...
I can't believe it. 44th. That's like...
41st. No, 41st it is.
You know. Whatever it is.
It's between Wyoming and Vermont, actually.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'd love to know where Hawaii ranks for West Coasters. I think more West Coasters go to Hawaii.
No question about
it. It's very difficult.
Most people we met.
And it's more expensive. Right. Or from California or, you know, we met people from Vancouver.
I'm telling you right now, you need to go.
Pacific Northwest.
A lot of people we've talked to, they've said, listen, it's really far to go. It is expensive. We understand that.
It's not cheap.
No. But Hawaii absolutely deserves your travel dollars. And I was surprised by that. So anyway. All right. Well, new travel polls just went up on our website. You can go check them out. And we would ask you to cast a vote. They actually are looking forward to what we're doing in Europe. So we'll talk about those this week. We'll talk about them next week. And then we'll talk about them the week after and the week of the cruise. So go check them out, rmworldtravel.com. Now we're going to dive into the travel news roundtable. I'm going to start us off real quick with this. If you haven't been following this, I mean, certainly the Boeing strike continues. It's going to have a real impact on travelers. You know, you think about, well, Robert, why is that? Well, because plane deliveries essentially have stopped, so no new planes from Boeing are going out there to the airline if they need them. And now Boeing's starved for cash. This week they are looking to sell $10 billion in stock. They just secured a new credit line. The company is burning through cash. They were burning through about $1 billion a month before the strike. And they moved to raise at least $10 billion this week in hopes of demonstrating that they can, you know, weather the current crisis and not have their stock put down to junk status. Shares earlier, they started the year around $250 a share. They're now, you know, hovering around the $150 range.
Ouch.
Yeah, exactly. So they've taken a real haircut there. And, you know, by the way, they cut about 17,000 jobs already, and they've warned of deeper cuts as the strike continues. So, and the defense side is not doing particularly well for Boeing, nor, as we know, is Starliner, because we still have two astronauts stuck in space. So it's a real challenge for Boeing.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what this new CEO certainly has a full plate on his hands to try to
nowhere
turn
to go but
around.
Up, as they say.
Exactly.
When you take over, step into a company like that, you go, well, we can only
Kelly
go
Kelly Ortberg, good luck, Kelly.
Well, an opening date has been announced for the much-anticipated new theme park Universal has spent the last 3 years building. Epic Universe is set to open now May 22nd, 2025, with multi-day package tickets going on sale October 22nd, this Tuesday. This park will be spread out across 750 acres. This is not a single-day park. Single-day passes will go on sale. They're only going on sale for current Universal Orlando annual pass holders October 24th. It has not been announced when they'll be going on sale, but I would expect shortly after to the general public. But I say it's not a single day park. You could do it in a single day, but 750 acres. This park is designed for multi-day.
Yeah.
So it's the multi-day packages that are going this Tuesday. They're totally going at Disney.
They want you to make a choice.
Yeah.
Not
five
to go to both.
Themed areas, 50 experiences. A three-day ticket example price is going to range between 118 and 174 per day.
So all right, we'll see if that opens coming. So Rudy, real quick, you got anything in about 20 seconds?
Yeah, well, I was about to say, you can start buying tickets for that this Tuesday.
Correct.
The 22nd. So, meanwhile, speaking of parks in Florida, the cost of attending one of a family ticket to attend Walt Disney's World has gone up. I mean, in Florida has risen 56% between 2014 and 2024.
Well, that might come down when the new Universal Park opens.
It's going to be dog-eat-dog down there.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
All right, after this quick sponsors break, Internova's CEO J.D. O'Hara is going to join our national airwaves. When will it start? How about 180 seconds?
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
When it comes to protecting your home, it's always better to stop trouble before it starts. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with Active Guard Outdoor Protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge artificial intelligence plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's agents to prevent crime before it happens. Just head to simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new Simply Safe system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or as always, find a link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better Nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, here we go with the guest portion of the program, everyone. We're going to start with a Chief Travel Leader conversation today that's sponsored by Colette.
All right, if you love to travel like we do, but you're not such a fan of all the travel planning, we say go guided with Colette. They seek out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences. That means you get to enjoy your destination without all the stress of making the travel plans. You can do it right here in our own country or in many different destinations around the globe. Wherever it is, go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel a whole lot of fun.
Colette's been a leader in guided travel since 1918. They operate on all seven continents. Every adventure with them includes accommodations, dining, transportation, knowledgeable tour managers, plus ample free time to do your own thing. Visit Colette.com as a show fan this weekend to save on your next trip or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
J.D. O'Hara is the CEO of Internova Travel Group. They are one of the largest privately held travel services companies in the industry. The company employs thousands and has over 6,000 travel agency locations with more than 100,000 travel advisors in over 80 countries worldwide. Internova owns well over a dozen travel brands that most of you would know. From our firsthand experience and interactions with JD, we know he's a big thinker who's passionate about the world of travel, and he's definitely focused on success. Here he is now for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
JD, nice to be reconnecting with you today on air. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate that. As you likely know, Mary and I are just back from 2 weeks on Maui and another successful big Let's Go America tour, a week of events and live remote. Last year, we took the show there to accurately report the realities after the wildfires, since the national media seemed uninterested in getting it right. And we promoted businesses that our show fans then supported by buying products to help locals, something we're very proud of. This year, we decided to return for the big Let's Go America tour Maui 2024 to help promote that island that we love. Tourism, they say, from anything you read out there, is down 25% to a third. What we experienced, we say it's down much more. We again showcased different businesses on the island that our show fans are now patronizing. Both of our sons joined us on that trip, and we were really able to connect with so many people and discover these new gems on the island. Every time we go there, we find something new. So Internova, through your global travel collection, is also working to support Maui. Share some specifics, you know, with our show fans tuned in, and this show is heard in Maui, JD.
Sure. And first of all, thank you for supporting Maui. I think on behalf of the Hawaiian community, I think they appreciate that very much. So through Internova, our luxury division, which is called Global Travel Collection that you referred to, we partnered recently. We did something a little bit different. So we partnered with NBC Universal. They have a award-winning LXTV Productions show called First Look, and we put together a television show, a reality show called Extra Mile Club. And last May, the we did a pilot episode in New York City, and it led to being picking up four more episodes. So this season, we wanted to do our part in helping re-educate on Maui, and so we've done a two-part series that aired a couple of weeks ago. I think Saturday, September 28th, was the first half of the episode, and then the following October 5th was the other part of the episode, and it aired after the first two episodes of Saturday Night Live on all NBC-owned and affiliated stations. So what the show features two of our Global Travel Collection luxury travel advisors, Leslie Tillam and Curtis Paris, and they compete to kind of design the perfect vacation for celebrity clients in some of the world's most beautiful and sought-after destinations. And having just returned from Maui, you know that is certainly high on the list of sought-after destinations. So they provided, you know, they did their thing. They provided exceptional hotels, adventures, cuisines on the Hawaiian island of Maui all throughout for two celebrity clients, Emma Hernan and Chelsea Lascani, from the series Selling Sunset. So I don't watch Selling Sunset, but when I told my wife that we were doing a show with these two wonderful women, she became very, very excited. So anyway, at the end of the show, they selected the winning itinerary and the travel advisor, in this case, was Global Travel Collections' Leslie Tillam. So our goal here really was to help shine a spotlight back on Hawaii. The wildfires, as you mentioned, destroyed, you know, homes, businesses, cultural sites, and claimed over 100 lives. So besides that tragic loss of life, there are, you know, many residents now face severe economic challenges and are unable to support their families. So
absolutely.
About 70%, I think, of Maui County's revenue comes from tourism. So
it does. The big thing is most people think that Maui is closed. It's not. It's open, and they need you to go.
The majority of people that we met, as you said, if not 70, it's a little more than 70%, I think.
Wow.
You know, the majority of locals we met were very happy to have business, and they want us to come. Yeah. So anyway, so I want to move on to something else that you're also doing.
Sure.
An interesting trend over the past few years, and it may say something about the employment rate, or rather the unemployment rate, is that young professionals are entering the travel advisor arena in higher numbers. As a way to help advisors get their businesses off the ground, or even to help existing advisors, your Global Travel Collection division is working on some areas of growth. One in particular that I'd like you to touch on is the advisor success team. Talk a little bit about how that's helping advisors achieve success in today's landscape of travel. And what do you find to be the biggest obstacle to an advisor not achieving success?
Sure. So great question. Thank you, Mary. So the Advisor Success Organization, so just to back up a second, we have kind of different types of travel advisors. So we have independent contractors, we have employees, we have consortium agency members. We think of the independent contractor really as our client. And so when we're recruiting new clients into the Global Travel Collection, we're really thinking about recruiting new advisors. And so with that, if you think of any type of business, there's sales and there's account management. And of course we have sales, we're recruiting all the time, but we've never really had account management because we've never really thought of them as our clients. And so Angie, very, very cleverly, Angie Lisea, who runs the Global Travel Collection, very cleverly put together the Advisor Success Organization, which you could translate to be effectively account management. So it serves two purposes. One is both proactive and reactive. And so simple things like I don't know where to go to if I've got an issue with an airline or a hotel or a cruise line, they can funnel everything through their advisor success manager, who then can pull in the relevant experts to help them with that issue. But more importantly, I think on the proactive side is, you know, travel advisors are small businesses and they've sometimes got a team and they're very, very good at executing what they do for a living, which is to curate incredible memories and adventures for their clients. But sometimes they don't have business training. And so the proactive nature of this is really to help the travel advisor grow their book of business, both with existing clients and as well as attract new clients. And so oftentimes we'll wait for the phone to ring, and that doesn't always work. And so the main function of the proactive side of the advisor success organization is to do just that and help them grow their business, how to sell more, how to manage accounts, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's great.
So immediately after next week's live broadcast, Mary and I are off to Rome, Italy. For the first time ever, we're going to work in conjunction with our show partner, Seabourn. We'll have show fans traveling with us on an ocean cruise, and we'll have a big 10-day Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. It's going to feature a live remote broadcast of this show from Palma de Mallorca on November 9th. You know, we say the cruise sector of travel offers some of the best value in travel. There's a cruise for almost every type of traveler these days. Certainly, we've seen real investment and diversification in the industry. So what are your thoughts on the cruise sector of travel these days, JD, and how important is it to the operations right now at Internova?
Extremely. Cruise is a massive segment for us. First of all, that sounds like a wonderful trip. I'll look forward to hearing about that when you get back. But for us, you know, we kind of take a closer look at what our Travel Leaders members book. So that's our premium consortium. We're continuing to see strong numbers for 2024 for cruise specifically, steady yields and average per diems. And our overall leisure mix, you know, cruise has seen a 3% increase since last year. And this has been driven largely by capacity increases and overall cruise value. But many, many new ships are being built as well. I kind of keep waiting for the shoe to drop, but I can tell you the demand for cruise is through the roof and there's no end in sight for that to stop. So a lot of new to cruise and new to new brands within the cruise industry as well we're seeing. But we set record revenue and passenger levels last year and in this past year to date for 2024. So the only other thing I guess is the booking trend is starting to transition a little further out, and so that typically is so that you know, cruisers can secure their cabins for
well, that's
for
true,
the next cruise.
Because with supply and demand on that.
Yeah.
Well, JD, listen, we had about six or seven things we wanted to get to. We got to three. Unfortunately, we have about 10 seconds on our clock, so I'm going to just leave it there for today.
We'll have to have you back sooner.
Again, really nice reconnecting with you today. Good luck to you and the team as you all work to finish out 2024 on a positive note, and we hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Likewise. Take care. Thank you.
Very good. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Well, there goes J.D. O'Hara, Mary. Nice to reconnect with him.
Yeah, always. And interesting commentary on cruise.
Yeah, very well. Mm-hmm. He's got commentary on so many different things. So
love talking to him.
All right. As we head into this bottom of the hour break, the Destination Spotlight is still ahead this hour. The NCF is going to get us going in hour two. RJ is coming with the Open Road in 10 minutes. I think he's going to talk about the Chevy Equinox. That's what he just mentioned to me as he's in the studio. We'll be taking you back to Maui in our G and J blocks today. But next, Rudy will talk travel scams to watch out for. Your favorite travel radio show returns in mere moments.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
There's nothing more frustrating than when your earbuds won't work. So Raycon is making your everyday easier with their best-selling everyday earbuds. With 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity, Raycon's everyday earbuds are now even more easy to use. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors, and the quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. Right now, you'll get 20 to 50% off site-wide when you go to buyraycon.com/carry. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still can't sleep, you still hurt, and you're stressed out. Well, clear out the cabinets and reset your health with CBD Distillery. CBD Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients, and with over 2 million customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CBD Distillery is the source to trust. Get 20% off today at CBDDistillery.com with code CARRY. That's CBDDistillery.com and code CARRY for 20% off. Or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we all have two ages, our true age and our biological age. And our biological age suggests how healthy or unhealthy we are inside. And trust me, you want your biological age years younger than your true age. Well, these days, a medical test can reveal your body's biological age. They can show if you are aging prematurely. And guess what? Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's biological age. To live a longer and healthier life, we encourage you to consider Field of Greens. This is an organic, superfood, fruit and vegetables drink, unlike any other. It is serious nutrition. Listen to this. Field of Greens was approved for a university study that doctors believe may lower your body's biological age, and that generally means better health. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was selected by doctors to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. And what we really like is only Field of Greens is backed by a better health promise. At your next physical or checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. It's real nutrition, and if you don't love it, you can return it for a full refund, so you have got nothing to lose. And as a show fan, you'll receive 15% off plus free rush shipping by going to fieldofgreens.com and using the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. As always, there's a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as wonderful as travel is, there is one constant, and I speak from firsthand experience because I've been scammed a few times in my travels. And with the internet now an integral part of our lives, it's easier than ever to be fooled by fake websites, fake posts, and more. Abhishek Karnik is our next guest, and he knows a lot about these dark arts because he's the global head of threat research and intelligence with McAfee. Abhishek, let me ask you right now. I've never had to say the word. Is it McAfee or McAfee? How do you pronounce it?
It's McAfee.
Thank you.
But I do see these used interchangeably, yes.
Okay, all right. Let me repeat. Abhishek, my guest, is a global head of threat research and intelligence at McAfee, which is an online protection company whose name I think you probably know. I've known it for years, just never had to say it out loud. Abhishek, welcome to the show. We sometimes do segments on problems travelers can encounter on the road, like pickpocketing or being ripped off by taxi drivers. But your concern begins when someone's just planning travel, and you have several things that could go wrong before anyone even begins packing for a trip, right?
Right. So you can rest assured that the scammers are looking for you from the point that you start your planning, right? Which means booking. They might solicit you over text messages or over email and get you to make payments or do bookings from websites that cannot be trusted sometimes. So any red flags in terms of people soliciting you over emails, giving deals which are too good to be true, or trying to get you to pay in crypto or cash or gift cards should raise red flags.
And are some of these sites, these fake sites or these fake approaches, made to look like they're really coming from a nationally or internationally known name source?
They try to impersonate the really popular websites like Expedia, Bookings.com, etc. They try to create very similar-looking websites, so you believe that you're going to Bookings or Expedia, but you're actually going to a fake website. And some of the indicators to look out for are, you know, the URL, the name, will not be Bookings.com. It'll be some renamed version or some sort of typo-squatted version of that.
Right.
The certificate, if you look at the certificate of the website, it will not be Bookings or Expedia. It'll be some random certificate which has nothing to do or no affiliation to these alleged websites.
And I have heard, and I know you have too, of people who rent homes or villas or whatever in not just foreign destinations, but domestic as well. And they show up and either the address doesn't exist or the person who lives there goes, "Who are you? I don't rent my home out to anybody."
That's right. So if you end up making a booking on one of these fake impersonated websites, there is a high likelihood that you end up at the vacation spot and don't find a home to stay at. And that's happened a lot. So what the scammers do is they create either fake bookings based on alleged bookings that they see. So they just copy-paste the images, create a fake listing, and then sell you the fake listing on a fake website. They might even manipulate some of the photographs using AI in some cases we've seen nowadays. So in such cases, even if you while you're going through this process of booking, you should always cross-validate on different platforms, on legit platforms, Airbnb, Vrbo, Vacasa. You know, usually somebody who's listing will list on multiple platforms. If you have the address, Google map it, right? Go back and look at whether that location actually exists, and it looks like what they've advertised. And then finally, you know, try to use reverse searches for manipulated photographs, for example. Sometimes the reverse searching helps you find, you know, the original photograph, which has just been copy-pasted into a fake listing.
This was a new one to me. You know, when COVID came along, menus, you know, people thought, well, we shouldn't be handling menus. So they put these QR codes on their tables or in little placards on the tables, and you point your camera at it, and there you get your menu. But but you say that scammers can sometimes put their own QR code little pop-ups on tables. It reminds me of the old days when people would go into a bank and fill out a savings account slip from the bank and hand the check in, but bad guys had come in and put in all their deposit checks in the little table at the bank instead of the real ones.
Yeah. The scammers always find innovative ways of tricking you, right? So, yes, you spoke about during booking. This typically happens while you are on vacation. So while you're traveling, you know, you have a very good device in your hand. It's called a phone, and you flash it at a QR code and you zap, go to a website. What they do is they put a fake QR code sticker that's for parkings or for menus, like you said, and then they redirect you to a fake website. and then you might end up purchasing something there, or you know, eventually get scammed as a result of that. So yeah, you have to be cautious on what. Don't always trust the QR code. Double check if you can. Just be a little more skeptical about where it takes you.
You have been warned by Abhishek Karnik. He is the head of global head of threat research and intelligence at McAfee. You can find more information by going to McAfee.com. That's M-C-A-F-E-E, McAfee.com. Abhishek, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rudy. Thank you so much for having me.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm RJ Carey here again with this weekend's Open Road segment. I apologize for missing you at the beginning of the hour there, but thank you so much for sticking with us. Before we get rolling, this portion of the program is sponsored by buyraycon.com/carry. Now, there's nothing more frustrating than when an everyday item you depend on doesn't work. That's not the case with Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds. They're made to make your everyday just a little easier, and every time they update the product, they add new features to make them even easier to use, like 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones too, and that's all good, but Raycons sound even better. Seriously, the quality you'll get rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio. And with a 30-day happiness guarantee, now is the time to try them out. Go to buyraycon.com/carry today to get 20 to 50% off site-wide, plus free shipping. There's also a direct link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Now, it's nice to be back here at HQ. As the last time you heard from me, I was at the Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas, joining the Let's Go America tour for that weekend. Of course, I'm back stateside now, and temperatures here in the New York area are unfortunately already starting to plummet. That's a stark reminder that driving season for the top half of the continental United States is nearing to a close, as winter is coming. As such, I thought there would be no better time than now to chat about what I think is one of the best new all-season vehicles on the market right now in the entry-level segment. And that would be none other than the brand new Chevrolet Equinox Active. Now, the Equinox is Chevy's second best-selling model behind only the Silverado. It's been on the market for almost 20 years, and for all of that time, it has been a dependable but largely mundane compact SUV, for lack of a better way of putting it. But for 2025, the new fourth generation of the Equinox, that has all changed. And I had the chance to test the new Equinox in its Active trim last week, and I have to say, it completely changed my perception of one of the top-selling Chevy models. For 2025, the Equinox adopts an all-new architecture and chassis shared with the Blazer and Equinox electric vehicles. And that's something we haven't really seen before from any of the major automotive manufacturers. Typically, EVs have been modified gas car platforms or their own new thing, not the other way around. So first impressions, the new Equinox looks good. Very good. In Active trim, which is supposed to be the rugged, more off-roady trim on several of Chevrolet's models in their lineup, you'll find large General Grabber all-terrain tires at all four corners paired with standard all-wheel drive. The Bronco Sport Badlands, the comparative off-road-esque compact SUV offering from Ford, has tires that look like all-terrains but aren't, and in muddy, snowy, or generally slippery conditions, that difference adds up quickly. Another change is done to its suspension wheels, which are all done to not only give the Active a unique ride, but allow it to be more off-road friendly. You won't be hitting the King of the Hammers, let's just say, or some of the trails in Moab in the 2025 Equinox Active, but you will get a bit more ground clearance, and like I mentioned, the all-terrain tires, which are going to help you kick up the dirt on your local off-road trail. You'll also get a set of black roof rails to allow for more places to store your luggage or gear, and generally just to make the car look more rugged. Power comes from the same 1.5-liter, 175-horsepower Ecotec 4-cylinder motor as the outgoing Equinox, which is just fine. It's a dependable, torquey motor, but I would have liked to have seen a little more power in the new Equinox. The exterior looks and general driving feel instills a sense of confidence in all conditions, but there is a distinct lack of power at the top end of the revs, and increased fuel economy from the Ecotec motor is nice, but I don't think it's worth forfeiting genuine performance. Inside, you get the all-new GM tech and amenities, which continue to be some of the best available for the price point. Standard with the Active is what Chevy calls the maple sugar and black interior, featuring micro suede seat inserts, which I think it's bright, classy, and all the surfaces feel good to the touch. It does not feel cheap. It really brings the cabin alive. Combine that with a heated steering wheel, ventilated seats, and a digital rearview camera, which comes optionally, all of which are included in the convenience package, which I think is absolutely worth checking off, and the interior really is top-notch. This is a car that will continue to feel new for 5-6 years down the line, and even beyond that. The GM touchscreens as well, I have to say, and user interface are lightning quick, always a welcome sight to see. So in conclusion, I'd say this fourth generation Chevy Equinox is more than ready for the good fight. Its pricing slides in under the major competitors, and the standard feature count in most cases exceeds them. Chevy, I think they've knocked it out of the park with the new interior, the screens, graphics, usability, design, all a cut above. And yes, the new Equinox is not particularly quick or athletic, but much more importantly, it's comfortable, relaxed, all thanks to its compliant suspension and readily available mid-range torque from that Ecotec engine. In Active trim like the one I tested, it is particularly enticing as a daily driver for all year round. So pricing starts at just about $33,000, almost $12,000 below the industry average new car price these days. So whether you're looking for a new vehicle, a second vehicle, or even a third vehicle, I think the new Equinox deserves a spot on your list. Talk about a smoking hot deal. Well, that's all for this week, but rest assured there will be plenty more to talk about in the world of everything automotive by the time I'm here with you next. I'll be back with you on our November 2nd show in just about 2 weeks as I talk about Waymo self-driving robo-taxis and all the new technology that is coming to cars we drive and the cars that drive us with a special interview guest. But next up for the E-block of the show, don't go anywhere as we're taking you to Annapolis, Maryland for the Destination Spotlight, such a great place to visit, and also the home of the U.S. Naval Academy. That and a whole lot more are coming up. I'm RJ Carey. Thanks so much for joining. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we roll on this October 19th, or as RJ just said, drive on, everyone. It's time for the Destination Spotlight, as today we are about to check in on Annapolis, Maryland, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, Travel Pro will ensure that you pack like a pro, and it's the perfect travel companion.
You know, just over a week from now, a number of you listening will be with us aboard the Seabourn Ovation with your new Travel Pro luggage, and I promise we're going to be putting our Travel Pro to good use in Europe together. One of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at Travel Pro, they're celebrating their anniversary, and as a show fan, you'll save 25% off all products. There's also a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
And now to a destination known as Athens of America and the Crab Town on the Bay, where Visit Annapolis executive Kristen Pronis joins us now.
Kristen, happy Saturday to you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, you are very welcome. So, you know, Mary just mentioned two of the nicknames associated with Annapolis, Athens of America and Crabtown on the Bay. Certainly, I've consumed a healthy portion of crab when visiting your area. There's no question you have a major maritime heritage, and you're also home to the U.S. Naval Academy, which I think that most people do know that. But I want you to talk about why Annapolis is also known as Athens of America.
That's a great question, and we do have a lot of nicknames. I think that comes from our Navy and maritime history. Another one is Naptown, so that's always a fun one. I think we're known as the Athens of America because we are so connected to our community and to the water and to what's around us and everything that our Chesapeake Bay has to offer, from food to water experiences to a great community to live in.
Kristen, for history buffs listening, I just want to throw out this fun fact. They may be interested to know that Annapolis was originally called Providence by the Puritans who settled there. It was then called Anne Arundel's Town after the wife of Lord Baltimore who owned the colony. And I do want to mention that the countryside, it just features hundreds of miles of the beautiful Chesapeake Bay shoreline. It's just gorgeous. And it's such a charming, the town itself of Annapolis really has kind of a colonial village feel to it. You have a thriving culinary scene, as you mentioned, water. And I think if you live there, you have to own a boat. But share a few highlights that you most connect with.
So I think it's really important to know that Annapolis has an amazing steeped history, but it's not stuck in the past. There are so many things that are happening, not just this year, but years to come. One of the things that we're really excited about being a part of is America's 250. So that's also Maryland's 250 and the Annapolis 250. So we'll be highlighting, yes, that great history that we have, but also pushing forward with some great attractions like the Banneker Douglas Tubman Museum, who is really focused on the 60th anniversary of civil rights right now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things just going around in and around town. They'll have a nod to this history of 250 years and that Providence town that you mentioned, and really looking forward to what our destination will become.
You know, as I'm listening to this, you know, Mary mentioned the cultural side of Annapolis, and it's made me think about seeing a reference at some point to Annapolis being, you know, a city that's a museum without walls. So do you think that's an accurate way to define the downtown area?
I love that description, and I think it's even more than just the colonial heritage. It's the art that the city and the county have really invested in. It's amazing. Our funding as a destination marketing organization and our arts organization is linked. And that's because the arts have so much to do with the visitor experience. People really want experiences. They don't just want tchotchkes anymore. And so in Annapolis and certainly across the county, we have public art. When you get off the plane at the airport at BWI Marshall, you see art exhibits. When you come into the city, you have murals across the walls. We have tours, all sorts of public art. So I think that connection to the culture is huge for us, and it's one that we continue to grow.
Mm. Kristen, because of the water, we, I think, most associate Annapolis with summer and fall. That's when we've mainly visited the area, and I think that's true for most people. But we're told that Annapolis at Christmas and around the holidays is quite a sight to be seen. So what makes your area a draw for the holidays?
Well, the interesting thing is I feel like our summer season has continued through October with the sailboat show and the powerboat show, but you're absolutely right about the holidays. We're a quirky little area. We have some really fun things. We have a gingerbread house festival. We have a chocolate binge festival. We have a light show on different sailboats and have a parade that I get to judge every year. There are all these different things that are come alive in our small town that, you know, lights are everywhere. There's decoration everywhere. You kind of feel like you're in this almost like on a movie set, but there's real things to do. So the community comes together to really embrace winter.
And does that start like right around right after Thanksgiving?
It does. It does really. Late November is when the Lights on Parade on the Bay at Sandy Point Park start, and then throughout New Year's. And so it's a really, it's a great time to be around there. It's a little cold, so you get to, you know, wear your Navy gear, but it's a great experience.
Well, and you've got the chocolate celebration going on, so you just get the warm hot chocolate, and you're good to go.
Good to
you got the gingerbread. I mean, what, the lights should come on. I mean, that sounds great.
I mean, there's food, there's drinks. We'll keep you warm.
Exactly right. And it's the holidays, so you want a little bit of that chill there. So, all right, last question from us. We got about 20 seconds on this. So what's something that you say first-time travelers to Annapolis must experience to really feel like they've visited the area?
So I really, kind of a nod back to the arts, one of the things that I think we do so well in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County are our festivals. For the second year this year, we had the Baygrass Festival at Sandy Point State Park, and then the Annapolis Songwriters had its third festival this year, and the entire city of Annapolis becomes a stage. We even had a stage in our visitor center. There were stages at hotels down at City Dock. You just walk around and music is throughout the air.
Well, so festivals it is.
I think it's not to be missed.
All right, so there we go. Folks, visit Annapolis.org. You can plan your own travels. Kristen, appreciate the check-in. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, Annapolis, Maryland is how we will wrap hour one of the show today. Hour two will kick off in about 7 minutes. We'll be taking you back to Maui to share the culinary side of the island, as well as a new health and wellness destination that's there. But we'll start off with the latest NCF next, so keep those radios locked in. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime through our website, rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.